die.
No, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
But the birds are good because the birds add what?
I think it's a human. It adds that human element. I mean, it's nature. They're animals, but you know, you think about that. People need that, you know, that sense of real, like,
realization.
Yeah, realism, reality, whatever.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. Oh. Doors are officially open at the lounge.
Yeah.
I am excited. The doors are open and we are social distancing and allegedly. And
well, there's a table.
There is a table. Yeah. I mean, if we sat this, well, I don't think that's still 6 feet.
I know. It's more than the store. Why would I see at the store sometimes? I'm like, I'm on top of this person.
Or at a restaurant when it's like, yeah. No, it's ridiculous.
Get a yardstick.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Carlos Reyes, otherwise known as Los. And first of all, damn it, man, DMX. Let's rest in peace to DMX. We are still, like, the culture. It's just a still, like, number one topic of conversation. At least for me, it is. But as of today, I think the new topic of conversation will be guilty in the name of George Floyd. Guilty, justice has been served, ladies and gentlemen. And it's crazy to think a year ago we were like watching all that shit on TV and all that stuff.
I couldn't even watch it. I was so like, is it, you know, that I went through, thankfully not to that extreme, but there was a situation in Cali where I had an interaction with an officer, and I forget where it was like downtown LA. And it was just really.
You're good. Keep talking. Okay. Oh, that's true. It's gonna fall in there. No, I'm trying to do this because.
Oh yeah.
I
want to
make sure I get you and. Okay. Sound, yeah.
Thanks. But yeah, no, it was crazy because I remember I was doing like a DoorDash order, came downstairs, and then this cop was just like, "Oh, this your car?" I was like, "Yeah. I'm so sorry. It was like double parked, whatever." Went on and on and on, and this dude, literally, first, no mask, yelling in my face, and I actually was kind of like, what's about to happen? Because I wasn't feeling well, I looked crazy, my hair was looking crazy, I had on, like, a hoodie, it was just, I felt very, like, alright, this is weird, it's getting awkward, and then there was another cop just on the car, just chilling. Then all of a sudden, you see all these people kind of swarming around, circling, I said, Lord, I'm not trying to make it onto YouTube this way. Like, this is not funny. And I was literally back and forth with this person.
Be a hashtag.
No, and not like that. It's, you know, and it's just I never felt so uncomfortable. And he's asked me 55 questions.
Yeah.
Oh, they let you do this in Boston? I was like, listen, it is 9:00 p.m. I'm just trying to deliver this food and go. I'm trying to make this little bonus. Like, I'm,
yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm like, do you hear what's going on?
Right.
It's just, it was so insane. And I went in the car and I literally bawled my eyes out. Because I was just like, I know, thankfully, nothing happened. But I thought, I was like, what if, is this what happens? Is this what, is this an everyday feeling?
Yeah, you got a dose of what
it's, it that is. Just, it was not comfortable.
So you've never felt that? You never had that before?
No, never. I've been pulled over before for sure, but like never, I mean, I get nervous, like my palms would get sweaty, but like I'm not, you know, like, okay, I'm gonna die.
Right.
And I literally felt that. I was like, you gonna swing at me? Like, that's how I felt. I was like, it was just, the dude was nasty. I just stayed quiet. I was like, I'm not engaged. I just can't engage in this. I'm like, say what you gotta say, get all that anger off your chest. I was thinking in my head, I said, you know what? Maybe he is this angry because he's working on Sunday. Maybe he's missing his daughter's whatever, or his son is sick. Lord knows what the problem, what's going on in his mind. Does it make it right? Absolutely not. But I try to think about
the other
perspective. And you know what I mean? I'm like, the reality is, yeah, I was double parked. I don't give you the right to be all up in my face and make me feel like you're gonna literally, like, I don't know. Well, yes, like shoot me or something. I really felt like, no, it was very, very scary. Yeah.
Well, we're living in a day today where not only is it National 420 Day, which is a great national holiday here in the United States. Mm-hmm. Happy 420 to everyone. Yes. But it's just a day of just like just to see that like police be finally held accountable for murders, because there was no justification for him to have had his knee and then have such a cavalier look on his face. Rest in peace, George Floyd. Big shout out to the entire, you know, our black family, black brown brothers and sisters, and and anyone who's marginalized. Asians, please stop the Asian hate. I can't even go into that enough. We need to put the same type of pressure on that as well. Amen. Because, you know, we did a lot of work last year, and we didn't... I know when I stood out there, I was fighting for everybody who doesn't have a voice or who is marginalized in this country. So we got to stop this shit, man. Mm-hmm. We are all here for a small chunk of time. And when it's gone, it's gone. So, like, be kind. Be kind to people and just know that we all going through something. And when we come back, I'm going to give you a proper introduction to our special guest. It's all at the lounge. Because we're back. Everybody, this is Carlos, otherwise known as Los, your host from Los's Lounge Podcast. Hey, listen, have you ever been stuck with low or no data and you couldn't listen to your favorite podcast or do anything much, really? Well, let's focus on podcasts here. Or maybe it's one of those days where you were just getting spotty cell phone service. Listen, we've all been there. Honey, stop sweating the issue, because I have the ultimate solution for you. Every podcast on the podcast listening app and website, Bullhorn, comes with a 10-digit phone number where you can call in and you can listen to the podcast like this one. What? Are you kidding me? It's fabulous. So there's no more reason why you should be missing episodes, because low or no data with Bullhorn's data-free listening capabilities, you'll be set from here on out. If you're never without internet service and you're looking for a new podcast app with an awesome interface or just one right easy to use, then Bullhorn is also for you. Download Bullhorn podcast app in your provider's app store or stream on their website, bullhorn.fm. Big shout out to Bullhorn. Get on it. You heard me?
Yeah, peppermint and ginger. Melon honey.
Peppermint, yeah. Ginger. Yeah. See, I like sporty, spot, posh, and scary. So, we are back at the lounge. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So you're probably wondering, who the hell is that? And you're absolutely right. Who is that? Soundboard. Yeah, that's what I do. See, I'm not only the host, I'm the producer.
Sounds like me.
All right. Sounds like me. How should I introduce you? Like, so hypnotic or EJ?
Yes,
well, so I just hypnotic. Did both.
Yeah, so, thanks. We
have an... all right, well... Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. From the boroughs of 413.
Yes.
From Mother Earth. No, sir. Let's welcome an incredible artist. Listen, so he's a talent, and he is doing music. He is producing his own music. He's writing his own music. He's doing his own music. I said that. He is an artist at heart, and I found out he's a Madonna fan.
Yeah, I am.
And so, first of all... but then I found out that he appreciates the Spice Girls the way I do. And I appreciate that, too.
Thank you. Posh Spice, that was me.
But then he said Posh Spice, the one that didn't go back to the last
Doesn't
reunion.
Matter.
And that's the end of this day's episode, ladies and gentlemen!
That's her style. I like her fashion. She's
oh,
cute.
Man.
Yeah,
welcome. So in. Hypnotic.
Ew. Thank you.
I have a lot of comments that people like the kids cheering. It's,
all right.
It's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, you know, Wu-Tang is for the children. All right. How did you start in music?
How?
Why? Actually, start there.
Why? Yeah.
Why music?
I just have always liked it. Actually, I was telling one of my friends earlier today, I would hear stuff on the radio sometimes. I would hear, like, CDs and songs, and I'd think, like, this would sound better like this. This would sound better like that. Or I would say, this should say this. And I was so like so interested in what they were saying. I loved hearing the stories. As a little kid, I never.
What? No, keep talking.
Oh.
I need
you to refocus on that. Oh yeah, as a little kid, my bad. I would sometimes wouldn't understand the stories. Like I wouldn't understand like, you know, picture this, we were both butt naked, banging on the bathroom floor. Like I didn't get that until later on. But anyway, I just thought to myself,
wait, he didn't get that till later on. Are we still talking about the music? Or are
Shut up.
Let's keep it on the music.
Alright, but all right. Wait, I can't with this.
Yeah. He's like, I'm falling under pressure at the last.
I am.
It's 420 day. Get into it.
I know.
Alright, no, but seriously, so yeah. You would rearrange music. And,
yeah, and yeah. I would just think it could sound better like this. And I was laughing with my grandma the other day because we're in the kitchen and I was like, well, can you believe, like my brother and I, like, we're doing some stuff together. He's helping me with some of my songs now. And it's just like, I remember having like a boombox, right? And we'd get a cassette, a random cassette. I'd erase it. And I'd hit record with myself and my brother. And we would do like these little songs, something called like Outer Space or whatever. And it was just random shit, random lyrics, just of nothing. And we recorded together. He'd do it with me. And then I would just play them back. My cousin would come over, we do that, add some type of like harmony. I didn't know what I was doing. I was just putting stuff. And I just always liked it. I was like, wow. You know, and as I grew up, as like I've always was someone that loved to paint and draw and just design. Like, that's all, arts have always been such frontal. But once I hit like high school, I felt like I started getting a little bit more aligned with like who I was. No idea. But I just started feeling like a shift.
Yeah.
And yeah. Little by little, I was like going to the music. I needed an outlet. And I had art, but I felt like I knew art. I understood it. There wasn't much I was getting from it. It wasn't where I wanted to like push. I had a real curiosity for music. And I would listen to these beats online and I would just start writing stuff, writing my feelings. Like people are like, oh, you should do a diary, should whatever. I'm like, yeah, like that's my song. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like when you hear, like the stuff I write about is like, they're my experiences. You know, good, bad, indifferent. But it's like, I'll have these feelings and they're very intense. And I can't sit in a book and write. I've written entries, but I can't do it consistently. A song, I could write a song every day. If I woke up and heard something and I'm like, oh shit, this is whatever. I just start thinking and I literally sit and think. I say, what is this song telling me? Like, what is this trying to say? How is this aligned? Because sometimes I'll hear something, I'm not interested. The beat's just like, okay, it's cool, it's for later, but it's not, I'm not feeling that right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I find something, when I hear something that resonates with an inner feeling, boom, I just start. And I'm like, okay. And sometimes I like have an idea or a thought or something that I hear or see that I want to try. But other times I'm just like, what I've been getting into a lot lately, I'm just like, just listen. What is it saying? And I would literally just like take my phone, close my eyes, or like take the paper, close my eyes. Well, it's usually my phone, and like, boom, and I'll just play it back, type it out. Okay, boom, and it's just like, I don't know. It's just it's literally my form of expression, and I love it because like I'm a very shy kind of person. Like some people don't really think that because they're just like, really, you're kind of like all over the place. And I'm like, just because I'm a mess doesn't mean, yeah. You know, like I'm an introverted extrovert or extroverted introvert, whatever it is. Because like, I don't know, I just sometimes I have a hard time like communicating or saying what I want to say. But I feel like through music, I'm able to get my like feelings out, my thoughts out. You know what I mean? And I also like I want people to freaking dance. I want people to like. I remember music. I grew up watching like music videos and listening to music on the radio and buying cassettes and like just that was my escape. Going even if we were going to the laundromat. Oh my god, it was like a field trip, vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know, leaving the house and we're going, put it again, mom. And she'd be like, ay, con esta canción ya, like she's over it.
Yeah.
But to me, I'm just like, no.
Oh, my
like,
mom's done that to me with some of her songs.
It's yeah.
Like, all right, mom, we've played that CD like. Is that the repeat button, mother? How dare you? How dare you play the same ballad? four times in a row.
Yes, that's what, for real. And I just always felt like that's just what I want to, that's what I want to do. It's what I, you know, I don't know, I just always felt like that.
That's awesome. Yeah. Who's an artist that you really love? That inspires you? And it doesn't have to be one specific person, but what were you listening to growing up?
My Gosh. Okay, so...
I love My Gosh. Have you heard their last record? It's so good. It's so good. Thank you. I'll be here all night.
Oh, my gosh.
The waitress on the way out.
I cannot. The waitress. Tell her to come back. I can't.
I didn't need a cuss at her.
No, for real. I think... Well, okay, so... Who is my favorite, or who I listen to? Okay,
like who was playing in the house?
Okay, who was playing in the house?
There.
Who's playing in the house? Maya.
Ooh, stop right there. Stop, what? And I gotta stop the music. Stop right there. No, I love Maya. This is why I'm stopping. Him. No. But this is. I think he's nervous. Like, he's like, what did I do?
Do I have to leave again?
No, it's okay. I love. What's the album with
Fear Flying?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. I'm like, oh. Actually, the first three ones, because mm-hmm. the first album was so good, but Fear of Flying,
it was that one.
So my song on there was Lie Detector. Lie Detector.
Yo. You know what I did with that song? Yo, in day camp. I was with my cousin. We was in day camp, and my brother, and they had a talent show. Lord, anybody that if I heard the words talent show, I was all about it. I was like, what are we gonna do? Yeah. I'll play Checkers on stage. I just wanna get on stage.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, play Checkers on stage.
Yeah.
What?
Yes, I would do it. I joined a debate team just to be on a stage. I didn't want to debate. I just wanted to be on the stage.
She just wants to be seen, ladies and gentlemen.
We like that.
We like
yo, for real. When they tell me I had to actually answer questions, I'm like, I'm out. I'm not doing this. Mess. I said no. Mess. Yeah, I know. Yes, a little, right? But yes.
All
right,
go back to the question. So growing up, you loved Maya.
Yeah.
And who else?
Maya, Pink. I loved her. Just like, especially that R&B, her first album, The Split Personality. That shit, I think it was Split Personality. That's what it was. That shit was so, or you don't. You
can't take me home.
That's one. That one. I heard that. I listened to it. I know it's not what she wanted to do or like her style that she likes, but that shit to me, it was just so sexy.
Right.
I just felt like, wow. And her voice, it was just so different. You know what I mean? It just, to me, I'm like, damn, like they really, like that was, my mom used to play that shit going to church, CCD, everything.
Yeah.
That was always forever playing.
Yeah.
I loved Eiffel 65. The I'm Blue, that whole thing, like I really would, like I played down repeat a freaking En Vogue. Yo, I had the cassettes. That shit was popping. Like I would be in the shower, jumping back and forth, rewind on the freaking cassettes.
En Vogue.
Know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They are now a three piece.
Yeah.
They're a three piece.
Yeah.
But for another $10, you can get the fourth piece. To the suit. See? Shoes included. I'm on a roll tonight. I was trying to cue up Pink's music and I failed. I couldn't think of the song's name. Because you mentioned it, we're going to go back to Pink. And this is why.
Yeah.
So I saw Pink September 22nd with Gary. My beloved Gare Bear. A big shout out to Mariah Gary. He was on, he's been to the Loses Lounge, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to need you to refer to the episode called Blackened Salmon. Oh, yes. Yeah, well, that's what we ordered that day at the restaurant. So I decided to, it was bomb.
Yeah.
Salmon. Blackened. But they had this thick apple.
Was it like a tree, like a wood?
Not that day. And I like a little bark. I mean, you can
I do. When I lay it up on there, I'm like,
little
what?
Dryness.
Yes! Know? I'm like, this is like me camping, like outside.
They had
I'm not trying
thick
to camp.
Strips
but...
of bacon over it. They had veggies. What? And it was like the best sandwich. And a specific sauce. I can't remember what it was. And so that's what the episode was called. It just blew our minds out the water. Anyways, we saw Pink, Smith College, Northampton. And it was the promotion tour for Misunderstood. The first... But wait a minute.
I'm here.
I know.
Is that the year she did? I hate you so much.
No.
What year did she do Just Like a Pill at the MTV Awards? Was that 2002 or 2003?
Oh, I can't even remember.
All right. Don't ask about those years. I just know she had singles out. Time. So the fact that she came to do a small, intimate show was awesome.
Those are the best. Absolutely. Those really are the best when you can see, because I saw Robin in a show like that. And let me tell you, yes, I saw her. She came out, she did.
Love Robin.
No, she tore it up for me. I literally was like, Robin. Yo, she came out on the stage. You know what she did? Walking backwards, step by step by step by step. That bitch came, she came out, yo. I wasn't ready. I was in the far back. I was ready to jump over there.
Yeah.
That blew my mind. Her just walking backwards. You think she was doing flips through fire, but that shit was so sexy to me.
How many years ago was this?
Oh my God, that was like 2011. That was 10 years ago. That shit was, but I will never forget it. She was just sexy. She had no fucking dances either. Just her.
I know.
Her damn band, perfect.
She was on tour. So this is 2021?
No,
2018, she was on tour.
Oh, I didn't see
and
that.
And I remember it was all of when she hit New York City, because even Wendy spoke about it, because Wendy was trying to get her coach. She was like, yo,
Robin's... Meant, like, burgers, no, Wendy. I was like, what? They're playing Robin. I'm so sorry. I know.
I can't even find the right sound effect for that. No, Wendy Williams. She was, and even she had made a comment like, yo, Robin's in town tonight. Oh, you don't know who Rob? Oh, get into it from the 90s? But her catalog... Yo. Is the shit. My favorite Robin song is Bum Like You. Actually, that whole album, first of all. Every heartbeat. Oh, what? That's Robin's a beast.
She's
from Madonna, Sticky and Sweet in Europe.
Yo. See? I was having heart palpitations at that time. For real, I wanted to go.
Yeah. Let's get back to you. Mm. You're 10 years younger than me, right? We talked about this.
Yeah.
I mean, we talk age here. It's all good.
Yeah.
It's all good. It's all good. I'm still moisturizing. Mm-hmm.
I still got to moisturize too, bitch. I'm not...
Yeah, but the difference is when you mention looking high school, I'm like, I'm looking at him like, este cabrón te parece como si todavía está en high school de gracia.
No.
Well, high schoolers all look older now.
I mean...
Unless you've been there for like...
No.
6 years. Super seniors.
No.
All right.
It's a thing. So but
how many years now you've been doing music?
Oh, so I would say professionally like this, like I've been really pursuing it for the last couple years. Like I feel like I've been writing music since 2007. Nice. But I've never done really like anything with it. Yeah, you know, and I remember I meet people on the way, like, I remember I was dating this one guy that he liked music too, and then we started to write together, and it was just so, so nice, because I felt like, wow, like, this is just a totally different, my mind was like, pfft, you know, because, like, where I was from, like, just not really a lot of, like, creativity that's, like, as dispersed, I feel like, you know what I mean, like, it's not the focus, and, I kept it in my head, and then, you know, you work and you get a job, you just kind of got to do what you got to do, and I would be thinking, like, okay, like, I love this, I still want to do this, but I don't know how I'm going to do this. And I feel like as the years progress and this shit happened, like, the last 3 years, really, I had a roommate who really pushed me and, like, motivated me to, like, pursue things. And he always said, like, you know, you should really think about, like, recording your music. You should really think about, like, recording your songs. You should really think about doing it. And to me, it was very, like, you know, I think I'll get to it. And I would just always have, like, an excuse, something, a reason, something that, like, made me say, like, oh, it's not time, it's not ready, or it's not whatever. And then this past year, really... I was going towards this. Was really focusing on getting my music together. A lot of my friends, family would be like, oh, when are you going to drop an album? When are you going to drop an album? When is it going to come out? Da, da, da. And I'm like, I don't know. I'm working on it, working on it, working on it. And really, like, the end of this year, or the end of last year to beginning of this year, is when I really started to say, you know what? I made a plan and I was like, I just need to like focus and and figure it out, because if I could spend all this time and energy into other things that I haven't really been passionate about, I can certainly do the same for myself. And I really just took, like, I feel like just there have been certain moments in time and life that have happened that have got me to just think about, like, decisions and think about, like, okay, what is priority for me? And I keep my mind there, and I think about my music, and I think about, like, I really want this to happen. I really want to make, I want to do that. Why can't I? You know, like, why can't I? Mm-hmm. Seriously. Because sometimes I hear some stuff, and I'm just like, that's a hit. That made it. And it's just like, okay. Yeah. You know, like, it's just like, to me, it's just, it gives me hope that it's just like, you know, there really is music for everybody. There's very, everybody likes something different. You know, and that's for me, like, my music is just, it's just different, you know? It's, like, it's me. They're my, like, thoughts. They're my experiences. Sometimes just emotions. And then other times it's just, like, let's have a good time. This is gonna be a party, like,
you get nervous when people hear your music?
Oh my gosh, sometimes, yeah, because it's just like, I love it, and like, I don't know how people are going to react, and, you know, like, I have a friend, and she's just like, I don't really like that song, and I'm just like...
Yeah, but you need that too, though.
Oh, of course, but it just makes me crack up, because I'm just like, damn, like, but also, thank you, at least, because, like, you're my friend, and you're being honest, you know, and I appreciate that, and I always tell him, just like, listen, girl, like, if you ever have, like, a suggestion or feedback, like... Please don't just wait for me to, like, say something. Like, you can tell me, like, you're my friend. Like, I'm happy, I'm sharing this stuff with you because it's, like, you matter to me. Like, your opinion matters. But, you know.
Yeah, in the name of Erykah Badu, artists are sensitive about their shit.
Yeah.
It's the truth. Let's take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to really figure out why Posh Spice. No, I'm joking. That's not what we're talking about.
Why Posh Spice? I'm so weak. Because I wanted this little Gucci dress.
Bitch, no, actually, on. We're going to talk about... That's actually... Well, that's great. See, I feel like you're in my head now. We were going to talk about... I'm going to talk about... or I'd like to ask you about your photo sessions on your page. Because I was going through, I was like, oh, I just want to go play dress up in his closet. I hope he kept some of this stuff.
She's from the tea.
Literally, and it's black tea.
Yeah,
how was
I know. It was good.
Right?
Really good.
Right?
I enjoyed it, yeah.
Two bags, a little bit of honey. Yeah. I failed on the honey today, though. Yeah. But we've talked about this in previous episodes, the audience and I. Well, really, just me. two tea bags, honey, a little bit of sugar, just a little bit of milk. You don't want to put the milk in before you heat it up, because then it curdles, as you know. Some people don't know that. And see, I had forgot about it, too.
Until what? Hold on.
You want to heat up the water first, you see. And then what I like to do is I like to put the honey in too, so in that it melts. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
And then I drop the sugar.
In the water while it's boiling?
Not at all.
Oh.
I wait till this is and I'm at the end now.
Hold on, pause. Where is the milk?
Well, that's the thing. We're getting there. That's the last thing I put.
Hey.
And then you just give it a nice little stir, so it just blends in. Because if you overheat, it's going to curdle in it. And what you don't want is floating chunks of white stuff that's looking like other white stuff. And then you're like, yay, hey. All right.
Yeah. Someone can be a cup of that and be like, oh, no. I'm not. No. I'd be like, oh, not today. Whoa. Not today. So thank you for
so segue. Thank
you.
Come on back to the lounge. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back at the lounge. I had to dial him in because we're losing him to comedy.
Oh, no. Yes.
So, we were talking about...
That's when you do the...
Oh!
Yay!
Sorry.
My bad.
No, it's fine. Welcome to the lounge. The song that you're hearing right now is called Creep, and it's my favorite song this far from you because it's a very social... I'm sorry. I just want the audience to, like, hear it. I do plan on playing little snippets in between. Don't worry. I got this in production studio. Ew, the laptop.
No. Lo mismo, muchacho. The only difference is setup.
How dare you interrupt me? Talk about the damn song. Tell me about the song. Tell me, because it's kind of, if you listen to it, it's a very social activist song. Especially towards, like, the end. I love what you talk about. What I was telling him privately off air is that I like when people use their platforms, such as I am, just say something. And say something positive, or hopefully positive, but also that hopefully would ignite change or contribute to change around the world. So talk about this song Creep, and how do you measure it against TLC Creep and Radiohead Creep?
Okay.
And are you the creep? Girl. So that's a lot.
Yes.
Get many but you cups. Better sip that a tea. Lot of tea, bitch.
You get a whole fuck, a lot more cups, bitch. No, get ready.
Tell the world about the song Woo! Creep. Actually, you know what? Before you get into that, where can everyone listen to your music?
Yeah, so I'm on Spotify, iTunes, and SoundCloud. But you just search So Hypnotic with no I.
With no eye.
No eye, yeah. Yep, like, yeah. Yeah.
And where can people find your social media?
I'm on Instagram, @so_hypnotic.
_hypnotic.
Yes.
All right, so.
That's a cute picture, sunglasses.
Oh, King is doing it. And then didn't I ask you the other night, like, so you have, like, I bet your closet's crazy, and you're like, no. And then I go, and I'm looking at all the pictures. I know he took home some of those clothes. How dare he lie to me like this?
Girl, that's my outfit.
No, it's great. Creep.
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Go.
Oh my gosh. It was just so... There was so much going on. Like, you hear, like, the gunshots in the freaking back.
Now, did you shoot somebody?
No, I didn't shoot somebody. And see? I don't think... I even know.
I just want to know because I like people that shoot first and ask questions later. So,
So I was just going through.
You couldn't sleep, right, or something?
Yeah, I was having these night terrors, and they were so vivid. They were so intense. Like, I remember literally, like, in the song, it's just like, Bloody Mary on her knees. It's just like. I kept seeing these crazy things. People just coming through, just shooting people. Like, it was insane.
Did you watch, like, a natural
movie? No, I'm not a scared. No, I'm not a scary movie person at all. I'm far from it. I'm like
just, action adventure.
Like, yeah, excellent, but I'm not. They're not shooting people. They got powers, you know? Like, different.
Brother gave me excellent.
But anyway, I was thinking, I was like, okay. Why is this happening? And eventually, it got to a point in time. I think this was right before the election. And I said, you know what? I saw what was happening. People was getting crazy. And I said, I may not be, like, Beyoncé level, like, Lady Gaga level. I know I'm not that yet. You know what I mean? Like, but I just felt in my heart. I said, well, I'm a musician. I'm an artist. This is what I do. And it's like, I need to start somewhere. I need to start with something. And this is what I'm feeling. This is how I'm feeling. And I just want everybody to be okay. I want to, if anyone hears this, like, just think, you know? Because there was a lot happening October of this 2020. You know what I mean? Like, it was just intense.
Just October?
Yeah, but, I mean, todo. But there was just a lot happening. And I heard this, the beat for it, I literally heard it beginning of last year. And I kept it in my... I was like, all right, like, this, I'm going to use it for something. And then that day came, and I was just like, holy hell. I was like, what is wrong with me with all these dreams I see? You know?
When you have those dreams, do you wake up, like...
panicked. Yes, yeah. Bitch. I wake up and I'm just like out of breath. I'm nervous. I'm scared. Because all of them were like with my family. People in my family, my friends. There was one, I went to a church and we're sitting in the back and I just, you know, they, you turned your head and they took their face off and it was a mask of another mask. It was crazy. And it was just, it was so intense. I literally was like, then I ran outside. Some lady had a little two coupe and I was like, how's she going to get my 15 people family in this coupe? But we're going to make it work. I was like, can you please help give us a ride?
She was like, I want to insert a joke, but I don't want to be culturally insensitive.
Fuck you, bitch. Fuck you. We was at church, okay? Praising the Lord. And they were shooting the people up. So I was like, no. So she said yes. We all went in the car, got to the mall, freaking running up the stairs. And then they do people come. Yo, they start shooting. Yo, it was just so intense. And I never, but I never, thank God, was like shot or died in it. And it was so like, I was like, maybe I need to express this because I kept having these dreams, not every day, but close enough to be like, damn. And I looked it up because I always look up to dreams to see like what the means or whatever. And it's like, it talked about like ending something serious. So like, you know, being the end or the close or something. Man, and it just felt like, all right, maybe this is like step one. Maybe this is like, let me see. Because I had never figured out how to freaking do music, record music, this shit. Like, that was a lot.
Yeah.
You know? And I'm over here in my little room like, trying to figure it out, trying to like, you know? And I said, you know what? Figure it out, bro. Figure it out.
Come on. I keep saying that, and my boss and I had a conversation the other day, and that was the one catchphrase she hit me with at the end. I figured it out. And I was just like, oh, figured it out. Why is there so much power in that? Sorry.
It's hard. No, don't be sorry. It's just, it's hard because it's just like, my head doesn't think that way sometimes. I could barely use my iPhone, you know? And it's just like, but I did it, whatever, and it was like, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Okay. We got this. We can kind of do this. We can figure it out. And then that just kind of was like, this had nothing close to like what I've been doing or recording or writing or even the direction I was going in. It was very like random. And I said that. I was just like, I am putting out a song. It's not really my typical like style. It's not really like, this is just how I was feeling.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to be putting stuff out come this year, 21. And I that was my focus, you know? And that was me crying because I was just like, that shit, oh my God, emotional.
So the lyrics really connect to a lot of the social issues that are going on now too. And today is such a significant day, other than it's 420, but now we know it as the day that Derek Chauvin was convicted guilty of manslaughter and murder on all counts. Guilty!
Amen,
so
amen.
It's what the significance is going on out here in these streets. But it's good that you're also, you know, making statements out there for equality and for not only that, but you're Latino, gay, male.
Yeah. And that's the
Hispanic
thing.
Latino, whatever, Latinx. Yeah. I don't know. I'm so tired of it already.
I know.
LGBTQ, LMNOZ.
There's a lot. Yeah, but it's
QRSIN.
I think that's okay. Like, you know, like
we're all human.
Yeah, and we can be whatever we want to be. And that's the thing. It's like, for me, this is what I want to be. This is what I want to
be. Can I be a unicorn?
Why not?
That's what I said.
Why not? You know what I mean? Like,
damn this world, society. Yeah. I asked you if you write poems, and I know that that's kind of a stupid question, right? Because your lyrics are your poems, but like apart poems.
Yeah.
And I was a little disappointed with your answer. Not gonna lie. Not gonna lie. But I understand it. Like, all artists can't do everything artistic. Like,
yeah,
I suck.
I was like, bitch, no. I can't even do back. Can you do backflips?
I might have to practice.
I can't do backflips.
Oh, well, then we're back to the even. We're back to square.
This is not about me.
Can you do a headstand? Can you do the reinvention to revoke headstand?
Probably, yeah. Fabulous. I'm gonna need a little practice though,
because it'll be great know. Because you have hair. Benito, see, I yeah, don't. I'd be like, ah. It's just straight hard yeah. pressure against the skull, and then just holding that.
Skin. Oh no, I'd have him put a pillow. Fuck, I'd pull a Mariah Carey. I said I need a pillow, not my head. What if the thing shakes?
He has really great hair.
That is not even true.
You do. Well, I'm bald, so you. I mean, I'm just say thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. First of all,
it's Brittany, bitch.
Big shout out to Q Street. Fuck, I forgot my question. Where are we going? I had a question. Yeah. And you had an answer.
Of course.
Right.
You're going on with the poem. You're talking
poetry, yeah. Because so I was telling you this. You all like this. Okay, right. So I'm just a little sensitive. So, if you weren't an artist, what else would you be doing? Because I asked you, what's your regular job and all that stuff, and you're like, this is, and I was like, oh, bloop.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, ma'am. I was like,
wow,
this is my job.
How dare you come in my presence and be a diva?
Whoop. No.
What does she say? I'm going to tell you secrets. There's not enough room for two queens in this country. I'm just joking with you.
You know?
What would you be doing?
Oh, geez. What would I be doing? Oh, my God. I love her. I think I would be doing... I'd want to do something with fashion. Yeah, I've always wanted to be like a men's fashion designer, like a men's fashion designer, but for like footwear, and then a woman's like avant-garde red carpet designer, very upscale, very like, yes, like who's that on the carpet, bitch, that's me, you know what I mean? Like I fucking made that shit, fucking wear it, twirl it, split it up in hoops, make a swing and jump from it. Like, don't jump.
Not
like
the swing.
Yes, the swing. Not the you know swing. What I mean? Like, be that bitch in it. Yes. You know, I would have them with trains. Yes. You know what I mean? Like, Mariah, they would look fabulous. They would look fabulous. For real.
She can sit there and swing and look pretty.
Anybody could. I could, you know, but... But the menswear, yeah, I've always wanted to do that. I would be doodling, and I remember in freaking middle school, and just like the teachers would be like, you put your doodles away. I'm like, but what's my grade though? Like, yeah. You know what I mean? Like, if I'm getting an A, does yeah. it matter?
Hey, what's the first song you wrote? I'm sorry.
The
I don't
first
want to cut
song,
you off, but
no.
This question just popped into my head right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, the first song I wrote was Hypnotic Robotic.
Let me stop the music. Hold on. I'm not judging you. I'm not judging you.
Yo.
What's the name of that song again?
Hypnotic Robotic.
Hypnotic Robotic. What was it about?
Oh my God! I'm shocked too! It was about...
I hate you.
It was about to... Me? No, you definitely don't. Yeah, it's a joke. It was about two things. It was about like me and nothing.
I am walking out of this studio. No. You know what? Show's over. You and nothing.
So yeah, just, it was. It just... was like about. The song was about nothing, but it was like from like my perspective.
Right, well, it's just the way you answered.
It was.
Well, now I have more questions.
Yeah. Yeah,
it was hypnotic robotic.
Yeah, hypnotic.
Why
robotic.
So hypnotic?
Oh my gosh, this I love.
I mean, do you get people drunk? Do you come in a bottle?
Can I mix you with a lot of things?
And have an Incredible Hulk.
I mean, I would like to be an Incredible Hulk.
No,
I want to be an Incredible. I want to be like Alaska. My mom was like trying to lift up. You know, she's trying to lift up a file cabinet. She was like, "Who's the one with the hair?"
Nope.
Someone with the hands.
Nope.
I was like, "Oh, Elastigirl." Yeah, she was like, "I thought I was her." I'm sure. And she's trying to lift up this file cabinet. She says, "My mom." Yes. So people, that's her. That's why I'm a mess. People say I'm messy. I'm just a mess. But so hypnotic. Yeah, it was because I remember this was. It was my very first day at a job that I was really excited to have, and I remember I was in Boston, and I thought, okay. I'm doing it. I'm living life. I remember I had just started an Instagram, and I didn't know what my name was going to be. I didn't know what I was like. Who am I? That's who I kept thinking. I'm like, I could put grass. I don't even know. And my cousin, she had a really
cool... I could put grass.
Yeah, I don't know. I really had no idea. My cousin, she had... Hers was really clever. Hers was Ay Mi Papito, because she got it from government hooker Lady Gaga. Where she's like, Ay Mi Papito, okay, that, your context. As long as I'm okay. And I'm like, what? Bitch, that shit is fire. She still has it to this day. And so go check her out, because she does makeup shit.
Oh, they're shooting in the background.
Nope, not here, not yet.
Well, it was in the song, so you gotta live your music out here.
Ooh, I ain't trying to.
What I'm saying? You hear those gunshots, you better tuck and roll.
That's what I'm doing.
Tuck and roll.
For real. But yeah, it was freaking... Oh yeah, so it was my first day, and I was so excited. I was like, I'm gonna take the train. I've never done that. I combed my hair like a different style. I was like, this is new me. This is Boston me. Like, I am creating my own identity. Mm-hmm. And I remember I played Girl Gone Wild, and that album just came out. And I remember this day was March 3rd.
2012.
It was March 4th. Yeah, March 4th, 2012. Mm-hmm. 3, 4, 1, 2. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Head blown, right? Here we are today. Crazy. Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that day, you know,
he loves Madonna. In case anyone's wondering, what the hell's he talking about?
And then her first thing she says, it's so hypnotic, the way he pulls on me. And it was just like, boom, that's it. It's so hypnotic. She's calling to me. That literally felt, and I love her, I really do, but I really felt that, wow, that was like her giving me a little push, a blessing. And because I love her. I read a book about her. That shit had me so fascinated. I was like, damn, this bitch hustled. She didn't fucking... People talk mad shit. I don't give a fuck. Talk about her. Talk about whoever. But she really got what she got. It is what it is. And that's how, for me, it's just like... It just... I was in church reading the book.
Well.
You know what I mean? I was. I was pretending it was another... And I was just reading that
one. Well, it is about Madonna.
You know. But for real. So I just felt like... That just, to me, it just...
Not the Madonna, but... Yeah. Or maybe it is the Madonna.
It just stuck out to me.
Yeah.
And so I just feel like every time... Because you hear it in a lot of songs, too. Like, I think there's a Sierra song, which is... Or some whatever. It's just like, so hypnotic, da-da-da. Like, you just, you know... And even in Lady Gaga's Just Dance, so hypnotic, electronic, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's just like... I feel like these are all little notes. They're making way for me. They're preparing for me. They're like telling... They're like, make the way...
You better, show you better...
Show up
today. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Let me get you a beat or something. I feel like...
Yeah, it's fucking came ready.
By the way, I just want to correct you. It's technically not the first thing Madonna said in Girl Gone Wild. There was a prayer in the beginning.
No. I'm busting your balls.
Don't reply.
Okay.
Because he's going to go into the...
Yeah. But I'm talking about after the little middle thing. You know what I'm talking about. Whatever. You... That's the moment. That was the reason.
Welcome to the lounge.
Do
you have an EP out, or is it just the singles that you've presented to me and more? And when are you going to put out an album?
Ooh. Well, as of right now, it's just the singles that have been presented. There is definitely more, for sure, coming very soon.
You know, it was one of the nicest things you said, that the gay community should support each other a little bit more, instead of like bashing each other and being so judgmental and really living and what have you. And I really love that, because I felt like there's a point to this thing. And I feel like I've seen, I've lived, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've lived. And so I've seen, and I've never really conformed to a lot of, I just haven't conformed. Okay, whatever. I just never really had, like, you know, a lot of support like that in the gay community. Locally, I do have, like, my true friends, like Brandon and Gary and stuff like that, people that I've known through the years. So when you said that, I was just like, oh, that's, like, so, it's like such a humble, like, approach, because you don't hear that every day. So when you do your album, should we... expect themes of unity and themes along the line of Creep, or will it be a plethora of emotions?
Oh my god, get yourself a freaking plate. It's gonna be a plethora of emotions.
Am I getting like a bowl or am I getting like a dinner serving?
Get a dinner serving, you know what I mean? Like courses, you know how they have like the 9-course meals?
I don't think I could sit down for 9 courses.
Oh, I have one time. That shit was like, are you kidding? I was surprised. I thought you had to pick one of each. No, they were like, they're going to bring it out. So I had
Yeah. Yeah, I was like. I did that at a Brazilian steakhouse.
Yo, I said, bring that shit. Keep that shit going.
Yeah, that was incredible.
And then we ended it with coffee and tea and little freaking.
Well, I love a man that carries his meat to the table.
Gotcha, bitch.
Any man that can carry his meat and hold it at the table and ask me, how many slices you like? Why, sir? How dare you?
How
many slices? Music.
Yeah.
Other than music, what else do you want to do?
I want to do fashion.
Fashion?
Yeah, 100%. I really want to do fashion.
I see you behind, like, on theater. Like, you just seem like such a theater... Like if you would be a thespian. Or on film.
Oh my god, film. Hell yes! I want the movies. I want that shit. Like, I told my friend, I said, you know what? I should just do a book right now about my freaking life. What's going on? It's freaking comedy. You would laugh, you would cry. Lifetime would be like, we want you. It would reboot the fucking damn program. You know what I mean? It's good, but I feel like, for real, because, you know... my life is just so crazy. A lot of people's lives are crazy. Yeah. Everybody's life is crazy. We all have our shit going on. But my shit, I'm just like, what? You think, I'm like, I should have called myself Boomerang. The amount of times I've been thrown. Oh. And then, boom, 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 boom. Like, you know, come back, shit. Don't play. You know, you fall, but you get back up.
Have you ever seen Eddie Murphy's Boomerang? 1992. Mm. Brilliant film.
No, I haven't.
Really?
No.
Which time do you have?
Oh, wow.
How dare you?
So napkins.
I still haven't bought napkins.
Oh, God. I wasn't even thinking about that.
Shut up. You're not supposed to tell the world.
You did.
I know. I thought that's what you were referring to.
No.
Don't come for me on my show.
No, I'm not. It's just an example.
So I went to the supermarket, and I bought everything I needed for the house under the sun. Yeah. Under the sun.
Under the sun.
Right, except for fucking under paper towels. So we were eating pizza. Just
and I put it in your hands, Sensei.
No, but I have like this big
pack of like hot. It's okay. It only burned a little bit. What? What? What?
We're done.
No.
So I have like this whole set of like 60 or 50 like rags, and it's all under nicely organized under my sink. So I said, here you go. It's cotton tonight. Yeah. It was yellow.
It was good. I like yellow.
It was a good texture though.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it was
yeah.
Nice. I mean it did the job. It did. I mean,
it's when
I just wipe my hand.
Yeah, and it's better. See, what I'm doing is I'm really just trying to help out with trash in the world.
Oh.
Uh-huh. It's me going green.
I was like, you calling me trash?
No! No, no.
I was like, I'm confused. No. So do you give it to trash?
No.
I'm like, what?
No.
All right. Okay, my
bad. We're too focused, sorry. We're kicking a little too much here. Let's focus.
That's funny, though.
I hate you so much, Ron. No. Where is the so speaking, it's National 420 Day. Happy 420. And I've been trying to
420.
Music. What's your least
I'm interested.
Boomerang. Keep that in mind. We're gonna put
okay.
That
in. Right.
I'm still not done with that.
No, Indian in the cupboard, mate!
India in the cupboard.
Yes,
you remember that?
It was
book?
There. Now he's not. Don't play with me, bro. I saw it. It was
India
in the cupboard.
Judy Bloom, Shay Silverstein.
Yo, my life changed after that.
We're gonna need a commercial break. He was bright red.
This is my bro.
What's your favorite food?
Like,
just one dish. I don't need you to overthink this.
All right. I love tiramisu. That's my favorite food.
See how simple that was?
I know, but...
I know. Well, you know, I had to draw it out of you. This was going to be a long-winded ass thoughtful answer.
It was not
answer.
Thoughtful? Yes, yeah, not long-winded ass. It was going to be thoughtful. Now I'm just joking, but just so it's, said it. It's so hurt.
It's a bottom. I'm not naming. It's a bottom. So there's this...
They're gonna get tired of my laugh. They're gonna be like, take this motherfucker out.
Somebody's probably dying of laugh. There's a whole world. Listen.
No. Listen.
My audience knows the shit that comes out of my mouth, and sometimes it's a little unfiltered. It can be very, brother, hold back some time, please. But, you know, I can't.
I'm gonna be serious.
No. I'm talking about, I don't know what my point is. So okay. Let's just refocus on this. All right. So, I don't know if you know this, but this show is heard on 30 countries.
Oh, yeah.
It's true. I've counted them. There was a point when it was 23. So, when I got
to 30, listen, freaking growth is growth. Okay. Like, listen, I appreciate every baby step. All of mine. I'm just like, I'm crawling.
I'm crawling. Over 30,000 streams.
I'm so happy. I'm like, I'm crawling. I feel like I'm crawling in the damn grass. Like, just like running. Selfish. Like, I'm picking up speed. I'm going to come up. I'm going to wobble a little bit, but
what,
I'm picking up
what
speed.
What was the movie?
The Incredibles, probably the little baby who has powers. I love him, Jack.
No, that's not where I was going at all.
Oh, okay.
I was going with an animal. Because
a jaguar. Or a panther.
No, you didn't even let me finish the question. But listen, what was the other question? See, you made me forget.
My bad.
This is the worst.
My bad.
This is the worst. This is why I don't say interview, because guest. It's just a conversation.
I'm a terrible guest. Like,
no, it's fabulous. It's awesome. I'm having fun. I can't wait for the world to hear it, because I want people to go check you out again. Where?
On Instagram at @so_hypnotic.
Right. But where can I go listen to the music?
Spotify, iTunes, SoundCloud. Those are the platforms that I'm on at the moment. Yeah, as so hypnotic. With no I.
On Instagram, reach out to him. And you'll have to see his incredible pictures, his fashion shoots, his photo shoots.
Oh, this is so fun.
My friend has really gorgeous eyes and great hair. And a chain that has a lock on it that I really want. Where can I get that? You know what? Just leave it right here.
No.
Don't even answer the question. Have you ever performed your music live?
I have not yet. No.
And I know it's been hard with this pandemic.
I know. But I also feel that is part of the process for me. Because it's just like, you know.
Gives you time to work on it?
Yeah. Because like I've done like little live performances. And for me, like, I've done like backup vocals for like one of my friends, and that shit was fun. Like, I had a really good time. Like, you know, it was with my friend Becky and this guy I was with at the time.
Now we need to just know, because the audience wants to know, is it Becky with the good hair or Becky with the big butt?
Yo, Becky the badass bitch.
Okay,
that Becky. Where she literally tells me one day, she was just like, wow, you could just get up earlier. I was like, girl, what you mean? I said, noon is fine. And she was like,
an artist life.
I'm like, listen, my productive hours are different. You know, like, because I could get up at those times and do like other things. But like, my head is not like at la ocho. Like, I have to be
creative at night.
I am a little bit more creative at night. I'm productive in the morning. So, like, if I'm going to record, I'll get up early that day. And I know I'll, boom, because I'll record for, like, 4 or 5 hours. And then just, like, sit and listen. So, it's like, I want to make sure I enjoy, you know, the day. I'm not out, hold out. Or, like, up until, like, 3 a.m. Because I'll be up till 3, 4, sometimes 5, something a.m. Just, like, editing, listening, doing whatever. And it's just, like, I know I should be asleep, but I'm, like, but this is also my life. This is also my career. This is also, like, you know? And so, but I don't stay up all the time like that. Just sometimes at random.
So we're coming out of pandemic now.
Yeah.
There just seems to be some light, even though numbers are still
going
up everywhere. So.
But I'm even thinking about doing something virtual. Like, you know what I mean? Like, even
I was going to ask you, when do you see yourself, like, doing something?
Honestly, I really feel like next year.
Because I can give you some good lighting here. We can go on Instagram Live and do this whole show.
Girl, don't give me a hug. I don't look that cute
I've
today.
I've got props. I've got a chicken over there.
Oh.
And a great vacuum.
I'm going to catch
so there's
good
a story
today.
To be told.
Not today. Was not prepared.
Give a listen to your music. Like, on your songs that you have out now. And, like, go back and be like, damn, before I hit release, I should have done this. Well, I'm sure you can take it down
if you wanted. Oh, my God. Yeah, all the time. I'm just like... damn, this would have been really dope right here. I'll think of something extra to add, or I'll think I've been like...
Really critical.
Yeah. But, you know, I think about it, it's just like, well, it's okay because this is my process. This is a part of, you know, this is the part of, like, what I'm trying to figure out and getting to know. And, you know, like, I think about when you start anything, you don't always know what to do. You don't always know, like, how it's supposed to be. And for me, it was like, I think about it 3 months ago. Well, who are we? Where are we? May already? February? No, April? We're April, right? Okay. So
okay. Wait, what? I need you to come back. Slow down your thought process. And get your timeline together.
So we're in April.
Britney, bitch.
She's like, when is it? Like, I don't know, girl. I don't know. That's how your part was supposed to come in. She's like, no. It's Britney, bitch.
I'm sorry. I'm off.
No, go. But... what?
This is gonna be one for the books. At the lounge.
What was the question?
We have lost focus and structure. It's okay. There are no rules at the lounge. That's the thing, though. I just want people to really get familiar with your work. It's the lounge.
Yeah.
It's my little sign, Five Below.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I love it. Uh-huh. It's just a sign.
Well, I did see the sign.
What it is.
I saw the sign.
Me too.
And it opened up my eyes?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The eyes and you saw the sign.
Yeah, it said stop.
Ouch, stop. Wow.
No, I'm just joking. Hello. I'm just joking. No, so where were we, young man?
You were asking me a question.
Yes.
But I forgot the question.
Shows and stuff. Like, where do you see yourself in 5 years with your music?
Oh my gosh. In 5 years, I definitely see myself performing... as frequently as possible, like going to do like venues like the House of Blues, like Boston Pride, Rhode Island Pride. I would like to be at like a New York Pride, yeah. Like doing something like that, or like even Florida, just traveling, whatever. Like I really see myself traveling,
yeah.
Interacting with just people a bit more. I really want to have like a track in five years, definitely a track or a couple with Doja Cat. Like 100% want to work with her. Megan Thee Stallion, 100% want to work with her. Like I just love like Karol G. Like oh my god, their sounds to me, that's what just appeals to me, and the flow and just everything is just like hard, sexy, boss, funny, like mm-hmm. You know, it just feels a certain way. And so at that point I want to be there, definitely have an album or two, you know, put out. Although 5 years, definitely, it's a long, short period of time.
Well, you know, in the future, just what, you know.
Yeah, but that's where I want to be. I want, you know, like, to be able to, like, do, like, a really cool release and, like, kind of do, like, a Beyonce-type thing. I know it won't be to that magnitude, but, you know, she just dropped it from Target and was like, what? You know what I mean?
I'd like to be at the release party.
I
want to
be at that, absolutely. I want to have lots of those, you know, like... Because that's what I like. I like get-togethers and gatherings.
Well, when you make it big and, you know, don't forget this little show over here. Okay.
Absolutely. All right.
Because I will be sliding in your DMs like, excuse me. Cook me a burger. Can we be friends again? Really? Remember me?
No, don't forget about me.
What did you really like learn about yourself in 2020? Because last year, we talked about this privately, but last year it's just like crazy. And if just globally, and we're all sort of trying to make way even in 2020 part two is what it feels like, in a way. But it's kind of, especially with the news of Derek Chauvin today, it seems to be that balance of darkness and light, right? So I sound like Madonna right now, very Kabbalah, but it's the truth. Oh, I think it's
no, yeah, yeah.
I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, you are okay. Yeah. So like, what did you learn about yourself that you probably didn't know before? And this isn't even just musically, artistically. This is just as you as a person.
Oof. What I learned about myself last year really was to trust myself. Trust myself more than I've trusted myself.
Facts.
Because I felt like I've always had a good grasp on who I was becoming. And I feel like the moments that I've like letting go or let go or whatever the phrase is, you know, like take my foot off the gas a little, kind of coast and allow like other people to like really influence me, I feel like that's where I start to like not be in my element, not doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And I feel like I just learned, like, I'm going to have to learn patience. I just kept replaying that in my head. I wasn't learning about patience really at that moment last year, but I knew in my head it was coming. The next thing I was going to be patience. I'm like, this, my head cannot tolerate.
So where are you now with that?
With patience? Ay, Dios mío.
Oh. Relationship status. It's complicated.
Girl,
sorry, patience.
That's all right. That's why I'm doing my music. Don't play. I'm like, hello, darkness, my old friend. I cannot with you. Until they have things. So.
One of the main reoccurring topics on my show is mental health awareness. And so, like, for me, like, I deal with anxiety. Perfect example, like, last night. Yesterday was such a great day. And last night, I could not stop my mind for shit. And it was just thinking about shit that didn't need to be thought about. Shit that I thought I closed the door to. And it wasn't like I wasn't sad and boo-hooing. But it just was like, I was getting, and then I just felt it in my chest. I was like, fuck. And then 12:30 came, and I'm like, all right, it's already 4:20. I'm driving to a gas station. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to do what I got to do to fall asleep. And I slept, thank God. But do you ever, I guess my question, deal with anxiety or anything mental health related? Because I feel like we all do, right? We're all human at this mm-hmm. point. Everybody has a little something going on.
A little.
But talk about that. Or if not, talk about what your thoughts are on that and what have you. As he sips his tea. This needs to be a video podcast. And it will someday, because you really need to see our expressions.
Listen, do I deal with anxiety? Yeah. I never thought I was ever going to. My mom does. Now I know what she means. It's these panics that I would sometimes randomly get. Just like thinking, is this it? Am I gonna die? And it's uncomfortable. It's really hard. And that's what just gets me to think how I think about things sometimes. Because I think, like, if this is my last moment, did I do everything I wanted to do?
Did you really live in your purpose? I mentioned mm-hmm. that a lot on the show. I have a poem about it. You should check it out. It's at Losis Lounge. It's available everywhere.
I'm real.
Yeah.
For real.
And yeah, so we all have something. Yeah.
Yeah, damn. It's hard.
Do you go to therapy?
You know.
Have you ever done therapy?
I have. I have when I was much younger, and I haven't. And there really is no excuse why. Because I think it's great. I just don't feel like I'm ready.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know people probably like, you never. And I'm just like, I'm right now literally, I'm just like, hustle mode. That is just like, my feelings matter, but they're also like my inspiration, you know. They're also like my muse. Like, that's,
I mean, what, if you're,
that's like,
yeah,
you know, like, yeah. No one wants to be obviously stressed out, but I'm just like, it's so scary those moments sometimes. But I'm like, okay, I have such great friends and such great support that always check in on me all the time, that, you know, sometimes even offer great tips. And I'm just like, all right. And I really try to, like, this is a moment.
Mm-hmm.
This isn't forever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just like, remain calm. And I've seen so many people, I've worked with people like that, that they would have panic attacks and they come in crying in tears. And I'm like, what do I do? I don't know. Like, do I call somebody? I don't want you to drive back. Like, if you know, like, and I'm like, just like giving them a hug. Like, I'm just like, it's okay. It's okay. You know, like, this is like
a whole pack of ice in the back of the neck.
Really?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
I want a hot pack because I'd be freezing.
No, because it gets the... It just... Now they're focused on that.
But yeah,
this comes from, like, this comes from my... This comes from
my spine!
No, it's a true... Like, listen, this is much my experience working in adult day health services.
Oh, you seen that happen? But, I have a panic attack.
Well, no, because it was first tried on me.
I could not.
I was having one. And I remember Mandy did that, and we had to go
outside. It happened to you?
Yeah, that's why I'm
kind the of ice pack on the back.
Yeah, but
it oh my god, for, like, I can't even. How did you feel?
It come. Listen, it was great. Like, I was just like, oh, because it's now you're it's just natural now. Your other, it's just like, oh, but it actually felt good. That's what I mean. I'm saying, if you ever have just a helpful hint, you know, just do that, and you know.
Sometimes I even get anxiety going up the stairs because I'm like, am I gonna fall?
Well, don't go manifesting that. You better be careful with the power of manifestation.
All right, don't be saying that stuff. Don't.
Well, I'm just telling you what I know.
Okay, I mean,
I'm not yelling at you. You're out of timeout. God bless. No, yeah. I go to therapy. It's great. I know you just made a comment, and I want to go back to it. I'm on my art thing, and I think that's so great that you said that, because I was going to contest against that and still tell you, well, if you ever get the chance to go, but I think that's so empowering. If someone can take those little moments that, you know, can either fuck us up or just kind of take us off our path for a little bit, you're channeling that, and that's what art is about, and music. So it seems to be working, you say. Well, right now there's free copays where I go to, so if you need a great therapist.
Oh, yes. I mean, what? That changes the game. Where? Oh, yes. Do they got appointments?
Because, well, here's the thing. We live in a world that already, like, Monday. In the last day.
Okay,
I'll text you the number later.
Oh, my God.
I'll write it down for you in the bank somewhere.
Choquero, Becky.
No, well, listen, here's the thing. Like, in my 20s, I never thought about mental health. Never. I just thought I was a moody bastard. Until I realized, yeah, you are. But, like, something... But this was abnormal. It wasn't normal moody. It was, like, it was just the highs are highs and the lows are, like... it was just, you know... and then in my 30s, like, mental health really, like, introduced itself and said, hi, we're going to date for a little while. Actually, we're going to date for a while.
Lord.
Yeah. Uh-huh. And so... yeah, brother, like, it's a process because... last year I walked into the year, even to the whole pandemic, with like such a, I don't want to say arrogance or confidence, but I just felt so dope about myself, and I started to like lose that now in hindsight, like just your core, like, or just even remain humble in that.
Why do you?
Or because well, I'm gonna get there.
Oh, okay.
And then the end of the year, wait, what was my point? Yes. And then the end of the year, things happened. And then I just lost myself. And it brought me back to square one, how I felt several years ago when I was going through it, like, deep in the dirt. The difference is that I was like, I see a problem, and let's do this now. And that's why I went back to therapy. It's been a couple months now. So I just wanted to talk to you about mental health. What do you think about, do you get a lot of support in the gay community with your music, or just with who you are? As you're obviously someone who says it like they mean it and live in their own truth and is very comfortable in your skin. And sometimes if you don't fit into a certain mode, or if you don't fit into a certain clique or what have you, like, we can be so... Well, maybe not me, unless you just done me dirty, but so judgmental and so catty. So do you get support from the community?
I feel like...
You can say it like you mean it.
I feel like... Yes and no. Like, I feel like most of the support I get right now is from, like, a lot of people that I know. A lot of people that, that like, know them. But I feel like for the gay community, I see a lot of... I feel like I'm just very different. And I'm not really... Like, I'm, like, in my own lane. And I say that because it's just, like, I'm not really paying attention to, like, what's happening to my left, what's happening to my right. Like, I see and I love, but it's just, like, I feel like I just have to focus on myself and make sure, like, that I, like, know where I'm going.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so, for me, it's just, like, I don't make my music just for a particular person or group. Like, I make my music for everybody. Like, I want people that love King of the Hill to like my music. You know, and that's why I knew when I put out Creep, it was very hard because I was like, this is really gonna make some people uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But that is part of the point. Like, if it makes you uncomfortable, you know, and so I just feel like freaking, I lost my train of thought.
You were doing great. Well, have you decided where where Creep would fall between Radiohead's and
TLC's? Oh, yeah.
Because that's really, we're not done with this, with yeah. this conversation until then.
Creep? Oh, oh.
Because I'm a creep. I love that. You know what? Let's play one of these songs. Yeah. Go. Let's play some of your songs.
But Creep, where would it fall? Definitely I don't feel like with either, because it's not like, it really was like a message.
Hey, play the song.
Which one? Which one?
Technology is failing. I'm trying to play Dame Dinero.
Ooh, yes. I love that one. It's just dope.
And we are having technical difficulties here at the lounge, but that's okay. We're going to get back to it. Oh, wait a minute.
Is it on?
Yeah, we're good now.
Okay. Did I turn this off, though?
No.
I pressed the button.
Sometimes, as of late... Okay. Oh, see? It just did it. How dare you?
Me, I think I definitely did something. I don't even know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Do it, though.
Now we got a damn commercial. You know what?
Yo, babies. Baby.
It's okay. I read don't edit as much because people like to hear the fuck ups. That's just life.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. That's true. Let the, yeah.
Like just that was organic. So we're just waiting for SoundCloud's commercials because I'm not getting paid to promote another a product. Although I do use that particular
what
product.
What is that product? Who? Geico? The box? Yeah, the box? They didn't give
no,
me
No, I
the
just
box.
Have Geico.
Oh yeah.
Oh no, too. I don't have Geico. I have Progressive. I'm sorry.
No, I don't. I want a box for freaking what I pay. They should send me a box with the, was it a puppy and a towel?
Yeah. Yeah. Shout out to Anchor FM. By the way, to the audience listening, a big shout out to Podchaser. Please download the Podchaser app. A big shout out to Bullhorn FM, and a super super massive shout out to Anchor FM. By the way, Anchor FM, if you're listening, I'm waiting for my gift box that I keep seeing you post. That you're exclusively sending out because allegedly it's limited. Allegedly, but that conversation was had with me 4 months ago. And I just want to say I haven't received mine. Now, I don't know if you know who I am in this little world, but I am someone deserving of that little gift box. I saw the mug. I saw the candle set. I saw that nice, beautiful blue box. How dare you, Anchor FM? How dare you? I want to talk about Dame Dinero. Yeah. And now that technology is working
on our side, woo-hoo!
I feel like this is your, I'm in my bag talking my shit kind yes. of song, which everyone deserves. But apparently, and this is the reggaeton.
Yeah.
Yes. When I first heard this, I was like, I swear to God, if every song of his is reggaeton, I'm walking away from this. I'm leaving the studio right now. And I was pleasantly surprised it wasn't, because then the next one was so chill and lo-fi, and I was like, oh, yay. So I'm appreciating your versatility.
Thank you. Well, because I'm a versatile person. Like, that's just, it's who I am. You know, like, I literally, like, this one, Dame Dinero, I really... put a lot of thought into it, because I heard this the music for this back when I was in Cali, and I remember just thinking like, this is hot, this is kind of fitting, it's like lining up with my life. And I felt like I heard this and I said, you know what, yeah, because I like music like this, so I should do a song like this, you know, and to show people, because it's like my first song, Prophecy, like, a lot of people liked the English and the Spanish. So I was like, wepa, okay. And I've had a lot of friends and people tell me you should sing in Spanish. And there was one time I was sitting on the Mass Ave T-stop. And I was just singing this song I wrote. Probably not that great, but it's called Love Dealer. And this guy walking past, and he was like, you sing Spanish? And I was just like, not really. He was like, you should. And I was just like, this random stranger. He was like, your voice. He was like, look up whoever. And I was just like, okay. He did say Mark Anthony. And I was like, that's a force. I'm not a Mark Anthony. Like, he has voice like that.
He also had technical difficulties the other night on his virtual concert. That was part of the Hot Topic news this week.
But his voice is still me.
I know. I'm just I'm just in my Wendy mode.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Okay. But yeah, shit.
Sorry, Mark.
I was like,
no, it had nothing to do with you.
Wait, that technical difficulties. I'm like, is this even on? It's not on.
Stop it.
Yeah. But yeah, so I freaking oh man.
The guy, he told you to sing
Spanish. Oh yeah, sing Spanish. And then I just felt like, I don't know, I wanted to explore it. A couple of people that I worked with, they're like, you should try a song in Spanish. You should do a reggaeton song. I just thought people kept bringing it up. And I was just like, yeah. And I was like, I fucking want money. Dame dinero, bitch. Like, I fucking work hard. Like, you know what I mean? Thank you. I appreciate this.
Gave him 20. Yay! I gave him 2 dimes that were on the floor.
20 cents. Ew. My first 20 cents. And yes, we did it.
Red bottoms today. You know,
red, blue, black, purple, yellow. Not the tea. It's a little extra shiny. That looks like a different... Is that salmon red?
What was the question that he asked me? Pink. Oh, pink. You know what? Gary, if you're listening...
No, pink, gray.
Teal, or it was a particular gray. It was, gray,
yeah.
It was gray. Which one would you go with?
Oh, gray. Yeah. And you said that, and I was just like, I laughed. That's why I kind of turned around. I was like, piqued my interest a little bit, because I was like, what's gray? Because I like pink. I like, I don't know. I would have picked all the colors too, but gray, like my look at black.
Yeah.
Black, you know, like, that's gray. My room, if I could paint it, it would be gray.
It would.
I've had a gray room. I've had 2 gray rooms. I've had 3. No, 2.
All right, here we go.
2 gray rooms.
I had 7.
No, I had 2 that I painted.
And then those pop-up colors.
No, I did have 3. I definitely did have 3.
Right, there were 2. He has 3. He's moved a lot. He has lived.
Yes, I had to paint. But listen, get on my knees and paint.
Imagine like, I love it because of the pop-up colors, you know? Like,
yeah, the shit is dope. I saw that. I like that. And then the shit in the back, hell yeah, that shit was popping.
I know.
Mm-hmm.
A little dusty. Popping. Literally.
But no,
that's okay.
Asking,
well, you know, who you want to. Now that I see it, I'm just not gonna leave it there.
Nobody would know.
All right, so I have to wind down this wonderful episode, just because you know I still have to edit and all that. No. This is not your song.
No, right? That's my friend Takia. Yeah.
Oh, this is your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yo, her music is popping. Okay.
Shout out to Takia. So, yeah, Takia. Is she 413 based as well? Or
she's out in Boston.
But, oh, okay, yeah. So.
I met her one time. Oh my God, I do have to say, I met her in an Uber ride one time years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we were talking. She was so chill. It was her, one of my best friends, and then my roommate. And I remember, like, we were talking. She was like, I was like, yeah, I do music. She was like, oh, you do? I was like, yeah. She goes, you should play something. And I was like, I don't have anything. It's like on my phone. She was like, yeah, here, you can use a chord. She let me play my music. That shit was rough as fuck. And then she was like, okay, cool, jam into whatever. She's like, I do too. Like, do you want to hear mine? She played her song, Relax. I was like, yo. We were smoking in her car. We were chilling. She was like, fucking... Yo, that was the most chillest ride ever I had. I'll never forget it. And ever since then, like, it just reminded me that's like, you know what? Yes, because she's fucking hustling. She's doing what she gotta do. And her, like, music is good. I love her voice.
Well, a big shout out to Takia. Mm-hmm. Check her out on
SoundCloud. She's on iTunes and Spotify.
Takia, and that's spelled T-A-K-I-Y-A-H.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's so freaking good.
At the lounge, there's 2 games that... guest co-host and I play. And the first one is, well, I'll just get right into it. One has to go. Pork, chicken, beef.
You gotta keep one of them?
One has to go.
Oh. What is it? Pork, chicken, beef?
Mm-hmm.
I would keep the chicken. And then I would probably...
No, sweetheart. Just say no. Oh, my God. We'll throw Jasmine.
What?
So Jasmine's the first lady of Losa's Lounge. And I went through this similar thing. I'm like, and I don't need an explanation.
I'm not explaining it. I'm just trying to pick it. Just trying to pick the ones I don't want. I just want the chicken. I don't want that one, so get rid of them.
So we're going
to...
Okay. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
One has to go.
What?
One has to go.
Oh.
Ooh. Nice.
Right?
Shout out to Saki. One has to go. Ice cream? Cookies? Candy?
Candy.
I agree. I agree with that.
That's not really good for you.
It really isn't. It really isn't.
I like it. I love eating candy. That shit got me fucking fucked up, though, because I would literally be that kid. Freaking Sour Patch Kids, Extreme Sour Patch Kids, Watermelon, Butterfingers, Reese's, freaking Twizzlers.
You didn't say Laffy Taffy. That's sad, because they're the best.
The wow. best? I don't know. They're wow. good. But they're wow. good. Yeah.
Well, my favorite. Okay, we can agree to disagree. Mm-hmm. So, and that's okay at the lounge.
Yeah.
All right.
And it's candy, but no one needs it anyway. But...
One word association game.
Ooh, so I gotta pick one word?
We're gonna do it to each other.
Okay.
Okay. So, I'll start off because, you know, welcome here to the lounge. Mm-hmm. And we are on time constraints due to the recording button, due to Anchor FM. Yeah, Anchor FM, I'm still salty. I didn't get my candles. Okay, I hope you're listening. One word, first word that comes to your mind. Here we go. Art.
Art. Vision.
Love.
Special.
Travel.
Wild.
Lyrics.
Oh. Sentimental.
Proud.
Tall.
Clothes.
Clothes?
Clothes.
Funny.
Very good. Very good. Not bad. You know what? That deserves a...
Got this.
High five. All right, it's your turn.
High fives. What? I gotta come up with questions? With words?
Just words.
Ay, Dios mío.
Just do five.
Five.
Don't overthink it. Okay, it's okay. I'm not. Random.
Okay. Train.
Who?
Train.
I thought he said trade. I was gonna say also we're doing this. This is not happening.
No, I said trade. Like...
Train?
Mm-hmm.
This is not better at all. You know, maybe on this episode we just skip me. Train. Train. Elegance.
Ooh.
Because there's a certain elegance when
it's one word.
Yeah, but you're right.
No. Okay. Pineapple.
Pineapple soda.
Cat.
Cat.
You're fired.
What?
Allergies.
That was four, right? So one more.
Yeah.
Okay. Swing.
Between the train and the swing, this conversation is taking a different left.
What?
Swing. Swing. Childhood.
Yo, there was somebody who tried to kidnap my cousin and I had the swing.
On a swing?
We were at the swing.
Wait a minute, hold on. I need you to look at this clock, so I need you to determine how long this story is going to be.
It's not long.
Give me 2 seconds. Go.
We was on the swing. She said, hey, come here. Give me your candy. We ran up the hill. I was scared for my cousin because she has shoes. We went back inside the house. My family acted like nothing happened.
See, he did that in about 7. That's good. I want to thank you so much for being on the show. Can you please quickly remind everybody on Instagram, where can we find you?
Yes, so you can find me as so underscore hypnotic with no I's, so HYPNOTC. And then my music is on iTunes, Spotify, and SoundCloud as So Hypnotic.
Excellent. And you guys can find me on the next episode here at the lounge. And here's my favorite part. In 3, 2, 1.